Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is episode 322. I hope you are having a wonderful week, getting a chance to do something fun and creative out there. And whether you're listening for the first time or you're a longtime listener, I really do appreciate the fact that you're willing to carve a few minutes out of your day or your week or your month to go on ahead and listen to what I have to say up here. I hope you find it useful and insightful. I know I enjoy recording the podcast and getting a chance to kind of talk out loud. Like I've said many times, this is kind of a diary journal for me. And so I appreciate you coming along for the ride. I really do. Also, it's allergy season for me up here in the Pacific Northwest. So hopefully I don't sound too funny as I sound funny in my own head when I talk. So I think one of the biggest challenges of being an adult, actually, I won't even say a photographer or an artist or a creative person, I'll just say being an adult, is how much we worry about or think about things we don't know and how that makes us feel when we're asked to do something that we don't know about, or we're asked a question that we don't have the answer to. That kind of feeling that I think a lot of people get in the pit of their stomach about being embarrassed or uncertain or how it's going to look if they don't have the right answer. And some people, I think, you know, they're comfortable with that. You know, they're okay with that. But I think a lot of us, we have an uncertainty to that. We want to make sure we look smart. We want to look competent. We don't want to be laughed at. And sometimes, you know, somebody will ask a question that seems like everybody in the room knows the answer to except me, or except, you know, one other person maybe. And it can be awkward. It can be weird to sit there and like, how am I the only person in the whole planet who doesn't know about something? Now, it doesn't bother me at all if it's reality TV stars, because I could really care less about that. So it doesn't bother me on that. But other things, I think, wow, I maybe should know that. And I've realized that it impacts my photography on some level, impacts the way I approach my photography, because I think it mitigates some of the risk that I'm willing to take. It hinders me in my ability to say, oh, there's something I can't do, or there's something I don't know, or there's something I can't figure out how to maybe even approach. And so I'll stop and think about it a lot, and I'll research it a lot, and I'll try to figure it out ahead of time as if it were a puzzle to be solved that would give me the insight. And yet when I spend time around younger kids, like my niece, when I get to see my niece, it is with 100% reckless abandonment that you jump into the middle of something, whether it be the swimming pool, a puzzle, and a made-up game, an adventure to the mall. It doesn't matter what it is. The fact that we're trying something, we're learning, and the fact that we're doing something is learning, and that's interesting. I think it's a skill that would be great to have and embrace more as my adult self. Because a lot of my photography, a lot of the things in my photography that I do are driven by a sense of wanting to understand something better that I don't understand about myself now, or a storytelling event. I want to go tell a story of somebody and I don't know what their story is. So I want to learn along the way. And part of that learning is being uncomfortable with the uncertainty and the unknowingness of what's going to happen. At the same time, I think it's also what empowers us to make amazingly beautiful things, is the reward of the risk-taking for trying something we don't necessarily know. And there's also a difference between knowing what you've read, knowing what you've seen on a video, and knowing through the kinesthetic behavior of doing. And I think sometimes also there's this odd fulfillment that comes from learning about the task as being sufficient enough. Where when we started down that path, what we wanted to do was say make a portrait and a certain type of stylized portrait. And we read about it and we say, oh, I kind of understand that. I understand how I would go about doing that. And for a certain percentage of us, we stop there. We don't actually go complete that portrait project to learn how to do that lighting. We believe, for whatever reason, that the knowledge we got from the book is sufficient. And I think in some cases that is sufficient. Except when it comes to our photography, the only way we see the visualization of what we imagined is through the creation of the photograph. it is one of the areas where having knowledge and executing knowledge is distinct. It's an important difference because part of being a photographer, part of being a creator, an artist, is the actual creation of the art. So to say I understand how to make this really cool portrait, and this is what it would look like if I were to do it, is different than here's the portrait I made. And the reason for that is it's in that making of the portrait is when the new knowledge is generated for how we processed and understood the thing we are creating. So it's no longer just replication, it's replication and extension because of our own presence into the image. And as we think about work, as we create work, as we learn about work, I think it's important for us to recognize that a lot of the reason we get stuck in this position is the language we use about describing the things we don't know. We approach uncertainty. Oh, I should know this. I hear that all the time when I'm teaching my classes, whether it's Lightroom, Photoshop, alt printing. I have people say, I should know this. And I think to myself, well, how should you know this? You've never done platinum printing before. You've never worked like this in Photoshop. You've never, you know, done prints of your own before. How would you know that? And yet we feel like adults, like there's this minimal bar of acceptance of knowledge we should always maintain about everything at all times. And I think that language of beating ourselves up for the things that we don't know or the things that we think we're supposed to know that it seems like everybody else knows because we searched and a lot of people seem to have made videos or written about it or talked about it, but it's something new to us. As we describe that, I think if we start to shift our language and change from the uncertainty, the angst, the fear, the fear of looking stupid, whatever that anxiety is, and we embrace, much like a child would or a younger person would, the excitement of the opportunity to do something, to engage in something, to learn from something, so that we move back to awe and wonder. Because I think one of the things about dealing with our insecurities about the things we don't know is we miss our engagement of awe and wonder. We miss the amazement of the opportunity to learn something, to engage in something, to create something in a magical, fantastical way. So if you think about, say, something weird in Photoshop. Now, let's pick a program a lot of people don't even like to go into because it's complicated and confusing. But you learn this really cool thing about Photoshop. And you engage as if it were new and exciting and you can use it. That becomes a way to fuel your energy. It becomes a way to reinforce the behavior of learning and creating. You didn't beat yourself up for not knowing something that, why would you? And you celebrated the fact that you now have something fun to play with. I think that's what we miss a lot in our voice, in ourselves, is we miss that amazement. Like I said, the awe, the wonder, the amazement that comes from celebrating the fact that we're continuing to grow. We're continuing to learn. We're continuing to develop. We're continuing to find new things. We're continuing to find ways to express ourselves. We're continuing to find ways to express what somebody else may have described, but again, like I said, we apply our own interpretation to that. We extend the knowledge. I think that's an amazing gift we can give ourselves because it is so hard and so difficult sometimes for us to get just to the point of where we're picking up the camera. I know so many people are like, oh, I just haven't picked up the camera in months. I just can't get my head wrapped around it. Where if we celebrated just picking up the camera and we celebrated those things, I think it would be an amazing opportunity for us. It'd be a joyous occasion for us because that voice in our head that likes to use negative words could easily use positive words. And I think if we do that more and more, I think we're in a better place. And one of the things I think we can do is a supportive community is we can find supportive language around these things. And when somebody says and beats themselves up, I think we can flip that on end and start to be supportive in that conversation. So when somebody says, oh, I probably should have already know this, you can say, well, it doesn't matter whether you knew it or not. You know, we're learning it now, and let's figure it out together now. You know, finding a way to be supportive in that, not dismissive that, oh, you shouldn't feel that way, and only an idiot would feel that way, but to listen and then extend, again, just like with our creative process, extend that hand, extend that relationship to create something new where there's a space for something to unfold in a supportive way. Because it's real easy to get trapped up in the non-supportive world, but that language, I think, can make a huge difference in how we approach our photography going forward. So I would encourage you this week to really listen to your own voice, your own way of talking about yourself when you come across things you don't know or things you're trying. And do you get beat up? You know, do you degrade yourself unnecessarily in that conversation? And at the same time, find a way to use a better voice for that, a better language for that, a more positive word for that. Like, oh, I can't believe I don't know this in Photoshop. It's going to be great to learn. Or, wow, that's so awesome. I can do this now. Instead of, I can't believe I didn't know that. And if you hear somebody else talking that way, find a way to support them and listen to them and then connect with them to help shift their conversation. And I think we'll end up in a much more supportive overall environment if we do that. I hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thanks so much for listening. And I really do appreciate it. And I will see you next time.